Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. LeBron James, post-game press conference, said everything's on the table with regards to his future. Our very own Dave McMenamin asked him about that, walking out of the arena. And, LeBron said, well, as a matter of fact, you can hear exactly what LeBron James told Dave McMenamin. Hey, Yates, let's throw up the LeBron sound, and then we'll follow with the McMenamin sound so everyone can hear it. Meantime, Key J, good morning. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning here in New York City.
Come and rescue me. That's what LeBron is saying.
Yeah, come
take
rescue
me. Out
me.
The club. Take me out the trap. What?
Come rescue me.
Yeah, come rescue me.
Me, though. I need to be rescued right
now. Oh, you need to be right now.
Yeah,
from
my
what?
Nose, man. Because my nose is killing me.
You breathing like Darth Vader? You breathing through the mouth?
I'm like, just ridiculous, man. I don't understand why life treats you this way. Why we got to do this to ourselves?
Life is so bad, you have allergies.
Well, man, it's just
never
miserable.
Heard someone, I've never heard. I mean, if anyone complains around Key about anything. Max, why are your eyes red? Key, man, I haven't slept in 3 straight days. Well, you signed the contract. You know what you signed up for. Don't I want to hear
it. Wait. Max, back when I was doing NBA stuff, too, I was like, man, I'm so tired. Key, like, man, you signed the contract. Talk to your agent. I'm like, we got the same agent, Key.
Key, I've averaged 2.5 hours sleep literally. Sometimes I'd be like, Key, what are you talking about? I had 7 hours sleep in the last 3 nights combined. Well, man, like, he gives you the football thing, the Bill Parcells, right? Key comes in with the sniffles. Man, the pollen. 3 days, I'm flat on my back. I can't do anything.
The crazy thing is the pollen's supposed to be outside, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like lint flying around and hitting the studio. I'm like,
I never experienced pollen like I did. I'm not going to lie. In L.A., the flakes of pollen are so big, you just be breathing, and it cuts your throat. Like it's like a menthol cigarette or something.
They don't have crazy pollen down south and like the carrot. Come on, guys.
I mean, I've been all over. I'm just saying, when I lived in L.A., it was the worst.
It's bad. It's bad in Dallas, Texas. It's bad here. It's bad down south. It's bad.
Pollen's
no question
bad.
About
he
it,
does
Jay.
Not
it's
like
bad.
Pollen. Listen, I want to play what LeBron said at the post-game presser, and then I want to play what our very own Dave McMenamin said about speaking to LeBron afterward. Listen to this. Here's LeBron.
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
All right. And now here's Dave McMenamin on SportsCenter, the 1 a.m. SportsCenter this morning.
I walked out of the arena with him, and I asked him, what were you trying to leave for us in terms of a breadcrumb trail? What thread should we be trying to pull when it comes to you saying you have a lot to think about? And he said, whether I want to continue to play. And I said, as in next year? He said, yeah. I said, so you would walk away? And he said, that's what I got to think about. And certainly, those are some heavy words coming out of the mouth of the game's all-time leading scorer who just dropped 40 on the Denver Nuggets, played all but 4 seconds in game 4. But certainly he's at a point, a crossroads of his career, and I've covered him for a while. I've never heard him speak like this before.
Well,
hey Max, yep. Key, I'm just going to tell y'all, which I wouldn't put it past him because Jamal Henderson is my man. Same with Maverick Carter, two guys that run Spring Hill Company. There have been a lot of cameras around Bron, which there are always cameras around Bron, but they're filming something now. Mm-hmm. And just knowing filming something, when you start hearing talks like this, it leads to like some kind of like the cataclysmic, what's the peak, Max? You know what I mean? Of some of these things that go down. So just for color for our viewership to understand things that are happening, Key,
Yeah. So hi. I got a plan for LeBron, though. And that plan is to just be able to – the summer's coming, Jay. Summer's right around the corner. A little early vacation that he probably didn't foresee once he got into the playoffs because his body tells him something different. When I get into the playoffs, I'm usually finishing the deal and getting to the finals. Here's what I would say, though. Take his vacation. Take his time. Relax. you know, go get his recharge his battery, so to speak. Get the energy back. Go on one of them big old yachts, them big old boats. You know, you see LeBron on them big 300 footers out in the middle of the ocean in the Med somewhere. See, here you go right here. Rehab, recharge his batteries. Go on that big old giant 300 footer with Maverick Carter, and if he can get Rich Paul over there and his wife and kids and do all of that. You know, he got his own tequila brand, so that'll be on his yacht. He's got wine. You know, the wine will be on the yacht. Chop up a little bit of that Branzino with the fish head, Max. Nice and big for two people. Smoke grilled, you know, with a little wood fire. You know, smoke a cigar. Sit back and laugh and giggle about where they were at. That's what he'll do. You watch what I tell you. You watch what I tell you. You look up in July, he'll be over there just chilling, August chilling. And then he'll be getting ready to play basketball.
With Kyrie Irving.
With Kyrie Irving.
With Kyrie. I mean, listen, I got to imagine the Lakers figure this out. Because it seems like there's a desire on all sides, right? Kyrie has won a championship with LeBron. So you know me. I call it like I see it, straight up and down. Kyrie, for all his gifts, has not made teams better. Like, their records are the same without him. Playoffs, regulars, it should never be that way as good as he is. But with LeBron, he won a championship, and he was killing it in crunch time. So Kyrie's got to recognize that too, right? Like, I won with this dude. You look at, as Jay said earlier, the style of LeBron and AD and where they are in their careers, Kyrie is the perfect complement to them. And if you have guys like Austin Reeves and Hachimura, you want to hang on to them. I don't think losing them are deal breakers, but you have to imagine there's a way to keep to bring in Kyrie and keep Hachimura and Austin Reeves to figure it out somehow. And if they do that, Lakers could chip up next year. They're in the conference finals. They were in every game in the conference finals this year against a juggernaut. They were in every game.
But see, Max, I also believe hearing the sound of LeBron James, there is obviously the chaos that goes through his mind. But I've never, ever have known LBJ to just say something randomly. Like, he is very calculated with timing and position. Like, he's always thinking all the time. So for me, when I hear that, even if there is a sniff of confusion about what happens next, the toll on the body, that is a sign to the franchise that, hey, look, we made some moves, but we need to keep making moves. What we have here is not enough. It's not enough, especially when we're dealing with Sacramento coming. We're dealing with what Golden State may have to do. We're dealing with Denver maybe being a new powerhouse in the Western Conference. Like, there's a lot of moving parts. There's people out here. So, like, Rob Pelinka, we did a good job getting us here, but we got to keep going.
But CJ, I don't think that he needs to send a message anymore. This isn't 3 years ago. He doesn't need to talk to them through coded language. They doesn't need to do that anymore. They've done that already. They see that they are in the Western Conference final. They know that there's not enough. They're looking at Denver, Sacramento, Phoenix. I don't know what Memphis is going to look like. I don't know what Dallas is going to look like. But they see all of that, right? So they don't need to. I mean, he doesn't need to be like coded language. Not anymore. They already know what it is. They know when you're looking at it, we got four pieces like Magic Johnson said. We got a coach that can do it. And we got a dude that keeps showing up at our games that wants to be here. Why you keep showing up at games? What you keep being in L.A. hanging out for? Because you want us to court you, and we're going to do that. We're going to do it when the time is right, when they open up the doors and say, hey, you talk to him now. That conversation is going to take place. You watch what I tell you, Jay.
We're going to get to your phone calls coming up. But Windy said this morning, Brian Windhorst, who's been following LeBron, covering LeBron since LeBron was in high school, he said on Get Up this morning that we should respect the retirement talk because LeBron said it and he is tired, but that Windy believes that in the end, playing with Bronny trumps everything, and that's why he'll stick around. All right, we have Jay's game plan and your phone calls coming up, KJM. We have a few. Let's sneak in a phone call right now. Steven in Ohio, you're on KJM.
You got 8 minutes, Max. You let that out early.
listen, man, I'm a Clevelander. I'm born and raised in Cleveland. I'm telling the Lakers right now, I'm telling Rob Pelinka, trade LeBron James. If you got to put three superstars around him at the age of 39 just to win a championship, you might as well just trade him. Phil Jackson told Jeannie Buss before the season even started, get rid of him, trade him in while his stock is high. When do the Lakers hit the reset button? I'm building the team around Reeves. I'm building the team around Hachimura. I'm building the team around AD. LeBron, I'm getting rid of him. He's a diva. He will never stop. If I got to put three superstars around you in order for you to win a championship, and then you ride off into the sunset talking about you better than Michael Jordan, I ain't playing that game, man. Let me see. In 2019, he missed the playoffs. 2020, bubble. 2021, first round exit. 2022, missed the playoffs. And this year, he got swept. Come on. I mean, come on, man. Who cares about what he said? He needs to retire. He needs to walk away. I mean,
I understand.
It's over.
I get it. You. Somebody said something similar to me at the start of the season. Same thing he said. And I kind of, you know, shoot it away. But he said LeBron is older and he's going to need a lot of help to do it. He's still one of the great players of all time. He's still one of the great players in the NBA. But he's going to need a lot more help to win a championship. Somebody said that to me in the basketball circles earlier in the year. So I understand what he's saying, but he's saying it with some force behind it because he's from Ohio. So he's still bitter that LeBron left Cleveland, I'm sure, even though he won't ever admit it. But, you know, you do got to put some pieces around him, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of teams that would love to have a LeBron James and put some pieces around him.
I mean, anybody tell me that the guy just go ahead and retire, I'm like, man, you lost me. You lost me. LeBron James, it's not about quit. When has LeBron James ever quitted something? He's never quitted anything in his life. I just don't see him walking away. I'm not saying this is quitting at all if he were to decide to retire. I just don't see him walking away from the
he
game.
He quit when I beat him in golf that day. No,
is the headline from this show so far, Jay Will calls LeBron James quitter? Is that what you're saying, Jay?
What? I don't think Jay said anything remotely.
Stop trying to trap people, Max.
All right, Jay's game plan coming up. Plus, your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I don't care what anyone says. This Houdini record dropped today. The whole record. It'd probably be my favorite album right now. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, were presented by Progressive Insurance.
Word up.
We have
word,
word up,
up.
Yes, they added the up. Took it back to 83. Jay's game plan time for tonight's Eastern Conference elimination game, in which the Heat will surely sweep the Celtics. I mean, in which we'll see if the Celtics season continues. Jay, what you got?
All right. So, I mean, very similar to me, gut check for the Boston Celtics. It's been that way. But what did we see last night in back against the wall scenario? And even though his point production trailed late in the game, you saw the Lakers' primary focus player in LeBron James say, I'm trying my best to not let this happen today. Now, there's a certain point where you can throw all these X's and O's out the window. I'm doing that right now for the Boston Celtics. This is a straight-up reality check, yo. Like, I don't need to hear no more about Joe Mazzulla, even though we all know that's a thing. He's in his first year. He's going to manage the game differently in year two than he will in year one. Got that. Understood. But you know who's been to the NBA Finals before? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Marcus Smart, Robert Williams. Like, you know who's had a 51-point game in game seven at home, on the road? Okay, Jason Tatum. You got it. Closeout scenario at home, excuse me. It's time, man. At home, like, you got benched the entire fourth quarter. Just think, we're not talking college. We ain't talking high school. We're not talking AAU ball. Oh, grown-ass men who are the elite of the elite got benched the fourth quarter of a massive game, a game three, on the road. I thought this team was better. So tonight, we'll get into the Miami stuff later, but, like, I'm just – you know, in the time of adversity, you get a chance to see really who people are. And I know I'm not going to put everything in one game, but, like, how much fight are we going to see? Because we all know it's over. But as an athlete who's been in that position before, I never should know it's over. Not until it's over. So I need to see that from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown tonight. That's all. Tonight's more about anger for me than X's and O's, Max.
Yeah, it is. It's just surprising to me, considering the way Tatum came on at the end of the last series against Philadelphia, down 3-2, 1 for 15 halfway through the fourth quarter. Oh, my God, Tatum is going to get killed with this rep. He, you know, picked up in the finals last year where he didn't come through. He didn't perform very well. And then offensively, and then four threes, and they win game six. And then he goes for 51 and sets the record for points in a game seven in the playoffs in history. Like, it's nuts. You figured he would ride that into this series. Jay, he just hasn't. It's just shocking to me.
And my thing, Max, like last night with LeBron, like, we're all like, okay, well, he's 38 years old, man. Like, what could he really do?
You know,
these dudes are in their prime.
Yep.
Like, Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat are taking their soul. Like, that's what we're witnessing in real time. So, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, all these guys. Like, Grant Williams plays with the fire that I want Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to play with.
Hey, Jay, when you say taking their soul, it softens it a little bit. He's taking their heart. I mean, that's really what – I know it sounds more insulting, but that's what it is. He took their heart, man. Jimmy Butler took their heart, and he's letting them know about it too. What do you think about Joe Mazzulla generally as a coach?
There have been a lot of questionable decisions. I've been saying this before. I think there was the biggest mismatch of the playoffs with Eric Spoelstra. I think for him to sit there – at the post presser and, you know, just kind of get to this point where he's like, yeah, I feel like I've lost the locker room. Sure. Yeah. Like that sounds like a person who's deflated to me. But sometimes at these junctures, that's when a team can find themselves. And I'm not saying I'm betting on the Boston Celtics to win four games in a row, but it almost feels as if, like, this whole contentious relationship he has with the media has fizzled out. Like, the sights of Jason Tatum sitting on the bench in the fourth quarter just looking disgusted with himself and the fact that he's in a position to watch his team from the bench, you hope that it would lead to this moment of this team getting a win tonight. Because, like, look, there are things about making series look respectable, guys. Like, are we saying that Boston's going to win the series? I'm going to bet on the Miami Heat to win the series heavily. But, like, respectable-wise, like, for a team as good as Boston, you know, you got to at least win and one, two games, man. Make it respectable. Don't get swept out here. Don't get swept.
Robin in New York, you're on KJM.
Hey, Keyshawn. I'm not calling this. I'm not a sore winner, but I just want to see how you're feeling today.
I'm good.
You know, I told you Lakers are going to get swept on Friday, so.
Yeah, allergies are kicked in, and you know, on top of the Lakers, completely being broomed. But other than that, I'm good. I'm, you know, I'm turning my attention to the Los Angeles Dodgers right now.
If it gives you any consolation, I have to say that, you know, the media, you guys, were making it seem like Rob Pelinka was going to get the Nobel Peace Prize for putting this team together, like he had assembled the Avengers.
Wait a minute. They were down 13 games.
Say is that Rob Pelinka's come a long way when he was a first-time general manager partnering with Magic Johnson to run the front office. He's done a pretty good job, I would say, you know, pulling off the Anthony Davis trade, then in the middle of the year, putting this thing together after missing the playoffs the last couple years, and they went to the Western Conference Final. But for whatever reason you feel the need to harass me and attack me,
I don't think she's harassing or attacking.
Treat me so wrong.
It's not like that.
Treat me so wrong.
No. I love you.
Sad.
Let me tell you something about me. I'm originally from Houston. Went to college in Los Angeles. Stayed there for 10 years. And I never went to a Lakers game the whole time. I was a Clippers fan.
See, there's the problem.
Okay, so... But I live in New York now because I'm at the love of my life, moved to New York, blah, 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 blah. But bury me in the H, baby. That's what it's all about. Okay? So I know heartbreak with my sports teams. Believe me. Okay? So I understand you feel.
Hey, Key, I just want you to know, Lakers in 9 is trending on Twitter right now.
That's my pick.
I don't even know what does that mean?
We're building.
What does that mean, Jay? Lakers in 9. I'm completely oblivious to the social media world and what the little things that you guys do.
I'm confident you can figure that one out, Key.
Jay?
Yeah, Lakers I'm confident you can figure that one out.
I want you to help me figure that out.
888 say ESPN. How surprised should we really be about Jimmy Butler's playoff performances here? Plus your calls. KJM.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. And we are joined by the Tony Bennett of the broadcasting business. Best pipes in the business. Nick Friedel, ESPN NBA reporter. He's covering the Heat Celtics. You can listen tonight on ESPN Radio at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. What's going on, Nick?
Max, how we doing?
So the Heat are up 3-0, man. A 3-0 in the series. Where are you with this? Were you anticipating something like this?
Hell no. Anybody who is anticipating this is lying to you. But Jimmy is just playing at a different level than we've ever seen in his career. It's the best level that I've seen since I've covered him since day one. And I just could never imagine that he would reach this point, Max, but he has. And what's happened is all the other guys in that locker room are trying to raise the level of their own game because they don't want to disappoint him. Mm. So the confidence that he has created inside that room is palpable, and you put that together with Eric Spoelstra, who's one of the very best coaches in the game, and you have what you have right now with this Heat run that seemed impossible a little over a month ago as they were going through those play-in games.
Nick, they're going to see the Nuggets most likely. That's they're coming out of the East. With all you just said, the impossible, right? So let's just say that the Nuggets win this deal. is it still a win-win for the Heat? I know, you know, as players, we don't look at it that way, but I'm just saying in general, is it a win-win? The fact that they even got there, beating a number one seed, losing to Atlanta, all of those sort of things.
Key, I think this is a huge win for Miami. And the fact that we're even having a conversation where they're a game away from the finals and they have potentially a chance to go win a title, it makes it a gigantic win for the year. But, and this is key, the question then becomes in the offseason, does the Heat front office think that they can do it again with the exact same group of players, or do they feel like they just caught lightning in a bottle, which it seems like most of the league is of that belief. So what that leads you to is, okay, if they don't win the title and if they don't get through this next game of this series and if Denver were to knock them out, what do you have to do to bring in another star to pair with Jimmy and take some of that pressure off of him in postseason and in crunch time? So those are all questions that can wait another couple weeks, depending on what happens here and how the rest of this season shakes out for them. But that is the real question kind of hanging over Miami as we see how this season unfolds and if they can get over the hump here. Because nobody, even in the Heat organization, it wasn't like they were sitting there going, oh, yeah, we're going to make a run all the way to the finals. It has made everybody kind of scratch their heads and go, wow, I didn't realize this was possible. Now that it is, what happens moving forward with this core?
I mean, Nick, I know a couple of years ago a lot of people were wondering whether they still wanted Jimmy Butler to be part of the team, yet alone to see them have a chance to go to the NBA championship. So I think it just continues to speak to that organization and management. But to go to the opposite side for a second, watching the starters sit the bench for the Boston Celtics the entire fourth quarter, Nick, it had me flabbergasted. Like, I first off, as a player, I would tell my put me back in the game. Stop. Like, let's fight for it. We just essentially rolled over and quit. What is the overall sentiment with Boston right now for where they're at? Because now conversations are even starting around Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Can they actually work long term?
Jay, in all the years that I've covered the league, I've never seen a team roll over the way that the Celtics did in that big of a game. That game, at the beginning of the third quarter, was over, and the Celtics team just looks broken. And maybe they can figure something out tonight and extend the series a little more. But the difference between these two teams is so obvious. One team has a mental toughness that you can see on the floor in the way they play, and the other team just doesn't. And I think it's a real good point you brought up about Tatum and Brown, because there's so much focus on Joe Mazzulla, and he's getting out coached by Spoelstra, and he's going through his learning curve in his first season. You can make that argument, sure, and it's the easy one. Mazzulla seems like he's a little out of his depth with some of these decisions that he has and hasn't made. Okay, but the real part to me, having watched this series day to day, is that if you're Tatum and Brown and you are the guys for Boston, how in the world do you let your team roll over like that in game three? At least in those first couple games, they were tight. Jimmy got the best of them, and that was the story. But to see that kind of effort, and to see a team that was on the verge of a title last season just completely fade away, that speaks to the star power on Boston and how it just may not be strong enough. Because when you have a star like Jimmy that the rest of the group believes in and they trust on the floor and can push them through, so the stuff can happen like we've seen in Boston. To see those two guys allow that team to do that was something.
Nick Friedell here on KJM ESPN Radio. Nick, when these playoffs started, I was talking about, and I had it on my mind, like, who has the most to gain from these playoffs? And I thought Jokic was right at the top of the list, because if you were to win a championship, you go back and look at those back-to-back MVPs, nearly three consecutive MVPs, not really perceived as a top three, or maybe not even top five player by some. But, you know, so his place in history is all of a sudden you win a championship. And it's like, oh, wait a minute, retroactively, you know, in retrospect, you look at those MVPs with a champion, he shoots up the all-time rankings. But the reason that Jimmy Butler's name I wasn't including on the list of players with the most to gain is because he didn't have a chance. Let's be honest. Come on, Jimmy Butler, they're going to get knocked out in the first round. Here they are. They're about to go to the finals. Who has more to gain, Jimmy Butler or Jokic, from a finals win?
Max, I think that's a good question, and I would tell you it's Jimmy, because my argument would be that Jokic's place in the game is secure as a two-time MVP winner already. Now, certainly, he can cement his legacy even more if they go and win the title here. But Jimmy is a guy who has gone from the 15th man on the Bulls bench when he came into the league to the number one guy on a team that's on the precipice of going to the finals again and potentially is five games away from a title that absolutely no one expected except maybe him and some of his teammates. So if Jimmy Butler can carry this team that still doesn't have Tyler Hero, that lost Oladipo, that doesn't have P.J. Tucker because he went to Philly after last season, to this title, his legacy jumps unbelievably high. And what he does, guys, at least to me, is you can make the argument who's the best player. I think very clearly now it's Jokic in the league. Giannis and KD are right there. But who is the best playoff performer and the guy you trust most at the end of big games on this stage, given what he's done the last few years, you'd be hard-pressed not to pick Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, you said guy you trust most, right, and Jimmy Butler. Well, here's a guy who trusts himself in LeBron James. Clearly last night felt the need that he wasn't giving the ball up at the end of the game, and obviously it was blocked, game over, Lakers go home, Nuggets move on. Would you be shocked, Nick, though, if LeBron James actually decided to hang the shoes up and bronze them?
Key, I don't think shocked is strong enough. I think I would.
Well, I don't know another word. What would be another word other than shocked?
I just completely stunned. Like
flabbergasted. LeBron, what are we talking about?
Yeah, flabbergasted. I mean, we can go through every synonym there is, but the reality for LeBron is, I think that was one of the best cases I've ever seen at an athlete trying to form the narrative that he wants going into a summer where he wants this team to push all their chips in and go get Kyrie and go do anything else they can to make that roster as good as it can be. Because he's been on the record several times. He wants to play with Bronny. Bronny will be in L.A., and then you figure he'll go to the league. I think the All-Star game is in L.A., in 2025, that would be a LeBron, potential retirement party, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long, long time. There are a lot of reasons why LeBron would be well served to keep going at least for another couple years. So I don't put much stock into that at all. Key and Jay, you guys can speak to this. To me, watching it from the outside, it was an incredible athlete who was really pissed off that his team had just gotten swept in a big game, and there was a lot of frustration coming through. But there is no way that I believe that LeBron's going to walk away from this game with still these big potential milestones, especially playing with the Sun in front of him.
Yeah, that's what me and Jay both said, that's what it was. You catch him at the end of the game, he feels a certain way, right, Jay? It's like he's thinking, you know, he may not say it out loud, be like, man, y'all got me carrying these dudes. Y'all got me dealing with some straight nothings.
Hey, Nick, real quick, if you're Rob Pelinka, are you not saying you would do it? I'm just asking you, would you take calls for Anthony Davis?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, Jay, as great as Davis has shown to be, the consistency within his game just isn't there night to night. I think anyone who's watched can agree on that. So if you're Pelinka, you at least have to see what the potential offers may be out there. In the end, I don't think he goes anywhere, but as a GM and a person who runs a team, that's something that you have to do for your job.
Nick Friedel, ESPN NBA reporter, covering Heat Celtics. You can listen tonight on ESPN Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, Nick.
Always, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Jay, you want to call out Lakers fans, huh?
Oh, no, Max. I mean, we could talk to Lakers fans in a little bit because I'm sure we have a lot of calls. I mean, the lines are burning up. With Laker fans,
man, stop but that, Jay.
I have no, Key. I'm not stopping anything. I had to listen to you all these times. Like, oh, it's just not for me. And you know, I got Robert Crusetta Pimentel. We're calling you.
You screwing up his name, man.
It's Pimentel. We're calling you because he bet me $1,000, and if I lost,
what?
I had to pay him $1,500, Key. But he owes me my money. So you know what we do? We got Detective Pat on the call today. Pat, let's give this man a call. See if this guy picks up, trying to run away from giving me my money. See, this is what I'm talking about, Max. See, Max, this is what I get angry about. Don't bet me on national TV and radio and then not pick up the phone when I call you.
You know he's not going to pick up, Jay.
But I'm saying I want. We should keep calling throughout the course of the show because I need it.
We ain't got much left.
It's okay.
Show.
Oh, my show goes on 24/7, 365 until I get my money.
Man, oh, we'll get him this week. Money. Don't worry.
You're not getting that money. It's a wrap, Jay. I told you that.
Nah, I'm playing.
He gave you a bunk number. That number ain't even real. That's a Fugazi number.
I'm putting social media pressure on him.
He probably got a what y'all call it? You know, some burner account or something. Probably got one of them. He got you, Jay. Because, like I told you before, if you would have lost, he was going to come get that money for sure.
Mark in Ohio, you're on KJM.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, Mark?
Oh, man, I wanted to call and talk about our Lakers, T. I'm not disappointed. I believe we have a lot of upside. I believe Rob Pelinka and start with him. Did a great job. I agree with you on.
I'm sorry, Mark.
I'm sorry.
That's Jay, man. Jay cutting you off. He learning a new trick.
I'm sorry, Mark.
Well, you know, Jay White. I'm a diehard Lakers fan. You know, he got on me before about the Memphis series, so that's okay. But I want to ask Jay this and you, Key. You guys know about chemistry, and we got Russell, Vanderbilt, and Beasley and those guys in February. And the reason why I say we have a lot of upside is because we accomplished a lot in 2 months.
Yes. We've talked about this. I do believe that the Lakers will be okay. You have assets now that you can get a missing piece. But we have breaking news. We have breaking news in the house. Do we have a caller? No, did I hear you correctly?
Well, let's just try this again, Jay. I think I have a good feeling about this one.
Hello? Hello? Robert?
Yo?
Robert, is this you?
Yes. Yes, sir. This is Robert. Where's Jay at?
Robert, I'm right here. I'm ready for you to pay up.
Oh, what's up? My bad, Jay. What's up, Jay?
I'm ready for you to pay up. I'm ready for my $1,000.
Give me the donation. Where am I going to send it to?
Yes, I'll send you my bank account here privately, and then I will send it to the charity of my choice.
Got you. We're doing charity. That I appreciate that. That's nice.
It's perfect. I just want, is there anything you would like to say to the show? Would you like to apologize? Anything you like to, you know, offer?
No? Apologize? I need the Lakers to apologize to me after that performance, because Jesus Christ, I was horrible. I was bad. They had all those celebrities there in front row seats out for nothing. I need somebody to help me from the Lakers, man. I got to pay this man well. Somebody got to help me with this donation because that was pathetic. They ain't show us nothing.
I don't know. They were in every game. Taurus.
No, you know what, though? Man? You did a good job. The money's going to good cause, to charity. You know, that's what's up. Lakers didn't have a chance.
I'm with you, though, Robert. I'm with
you. It was a wrap when you made the bet. We wasn't coming back four games. But it's all good. Your money going to charity.
Yeah, I was going to take Taurus, you know, but maybe it's a little late for that. I don't know. We have about 2 minutes. Taurus in Maryland.
You're on, Max.
KJ Max. ESPN Radio. Yes.
I wish you would have been there Tuesday. You probably would have made me not make this stupid bet.
Yeah. Well, listen. It is what it is. Tuesday. I was here Tuesday.
It was Friday, Max.
It was Friday. Max was all doing boxing or something.
Yeah, Friday. I was out and messing up the count.
It's all right. Here, you're in the vortex
up the score,
right now, Robert.
Max.
Oh, that is me with the little Mickey Mouse. Oh, shit.
Now we got to cut you off, Robert. You can't.
Hey, yo.
Oh, man.
Hey, yo.
Mickey Mouse, we're out here. Call you up real quick, Robert.
Gonna get to a guy who wanted to go at me for my list, but my
hey
list
man, I just got a call from somebody, a text from somebody. Jay, they say you can't come to L.A. via private or commercial.
I know
the moment you land, it ain't gonna
happen. You making that?
No, I just they say the moment you land, they gonna arrest you.
You making that?
They gonna arrest you. They just said
I'll
send you the screenshot.
Send me the screenshot.
Yeah, you going to jail because they don't like the fact
that you're telling me I need to be careful with my life when I come to L.A.
No, I didn't say.
No, he's saying law enforcement jail.
I said you're going to jail. What is this, Biggie and Pac now?
He didn't say you need to check in, Jay. He said law enforcement.
No, I did not say you had to check in.
Well, Max, you can make a case. We're going Biggie Pac. Law enforcement, okay. Same thing now.
They said that they're going to arrest you if you step foot in Los Angeles.
That's all. I feel like big now. I'm going
to
say
you have to throw in like a Los Angeles county or something to make it sound more official.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm going to start reciting some big lines.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Max, you mad you didn't get your caller in, Max?
We'll be back 6 a.m. Eastern tomorrow morning.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.